Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Jola Speaks. Thank God for today. Today is a Monday. Thank God for His love, His care, His compassion. And it's good to always remember that in everything we give thanks. In every situation we are going through, always remember to give thanks to the Lord. Today we are going to continue our conversation on David, right? We've been discussing David when he led the people of Judah for a mourning session for Saul when Saul had died. And now they already made David the king of Judah. Now, God's word and God appointed David to be the king of Israel, not just Judah. So clearly, you know, God's word has not fully come to pass in this sense of things. And today I'll be starting with opposition again. Here we go, another opposition. Holy Spirit, I submit to you. Speak through me. Help me to deliver your message. As you put it in my heart, thank you, Lord, for using me as this vessel unto honor. I pray open the hearts, the minds of everyone listening to hear you speak specifically to them. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. So, opposition again. So, I'm going to be reading 2 Samuel 2, verses 8 to 17. And I would encourage you to please join me in reading your Bible. It's very important to read, to be able to remember what we've once read. It's good to hear my voice, fantastic, but then reading also helps one remember what, you know, the Bible is saying. And more generally, when you read things in particular and even write them down, you tend to remember much more than just hearing them. So I quickly read the NIV version. Okay, so I go, meanwhile, Abner, son of Ner, the commander of Saul's army. And so if you remember a couple of episodes ago where we discussed Saul going to go and look for David, right, and try to kill him in the wilderness, Abner was one of the men that was supposed to be taking care of and protecting Saul. Now, so had taken Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, Asheri, Jezreel, and also over Ephraim, Benjamin, and all of Israel. Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, was 40 years old when he became king over Israel, and he reigned 2 years. The tribe of Judah, however, remained loyal to David. The length of time David was king in Hebron was over Judah was 7 years and 6 months. Abner, son of Ner, together with the men of Ish-bosheth, son of Saul, left Mahanaim and went to Gibeon. Joab, son of Zeruiah, and David's men went out and met them at the pool of Gibeon. One group sat down on one side of the pool, and the other group sat down on the other side of the pool. And just to say here, right, I think recently, maybe not recently, but they found that particular place, the pool of Gibeon, and apparently it's about 30 feet deep, and so you can imagine what was in between them, and about 36 feet in diameter, to show how huge, you know, what was in between the David's army and them. Abner and Ish-bosheth as well. Then Abner said to Joab, "Let's have some of the young men get up and fight hand to hand in front of us." "All right, let them do it," Joab said. So they stood up and were counted of 12 men for Benjamin and Ish-bosheth and sons of Saul, and 12 for David. Then each man grabbed his opponent by the head and thrust his dagger into the opponent's side, and they fell down together. So that place in Gibeon was called Helkath Hazurim. The battle that day was very fierce, and Abner and the Israelites were defeated by David's men. Opposition, 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 opposition. Now, sir, as I was saying before, a few years after Saul had died, David was still not king of Israel. He was king of Judah, but the rest of Israel was without king for about, based on what the Bible says, Ish-bosheth was the king of Israel except Judah for 2 years. David was the king of Judah for 7.5 years, which means that it was about 5.5 years where there was no king or any recorded king in the Bible. And so one would think, oh, as God's word had told me, I will be the king of Israel, not just king of Judah, king of Israel. But here we are in the same situation. David is still not king of Israel, and he's been ruling over Judah for 7.5 years. 7.5 years. And 5 years into his reign, Abner, Saul's commander, brings in one of Saul's sons to become king of Israel. It is honestly puzzling. Here is David knowing that he has been appointed king of Israel, right? Still only king of Judah after that amount of time. Even though Judah was the strongest tribe, right, recorded, but it was still just one tribe out of all the tribes of Israel. It still did not confirm that God's word has come to pass, because God said, I have appointed you king of Israel, not over one tribe. And you see, David had gone through a lot. He had gone through pain, frustration, you know, going to the wilderness. He has gone through a lot. And he's like, after all I've gone through, Saul is now dead. I'm still not king of Israel. I know at this point, I wonder if they began to question God. God, did you really say? Like, you told me, you know, that I'll become king of Israel. You anointed me for this particular role. That is what you said is my life purpose. And now, Saul that was supposed to be preventing me from being the king of Israel is dead. Is dead. But then, still yet, I am not king of Israel. Lord, what is happening? Why am I still here? You know, your word has not fully, truly come to pass. And it's been 7.5 years after Saul has died. One would have thought, okay, after Saul has died, then automatically I will become king. But no, I'm still here battling and facing opposition, even from Saul's son, 7.5 years later. And you know, when Saul died, in his heart, he probably thought, okay, now this is time for me to rule Israel. He still went and continued to follow God's direction and leading. So he went to Hebron. Before he went to Hebron, he asked God, where am I supposed to go to? God told him Hebron. So God was clearly working with him, but still he was not king of Israel. So God's word has still not come to pass. And it's been a long time. And if you put it in today's context, it can be very hard to really swallow. It's hard to really swallow. Right, and to also think of the fact that he was facing opposition even after the amount of battles he had gone with Saul, the amount of time where Saul tried to kill him, but still 7 years later he's still facing the same battles from Saul's family. And you wonder, but God, you know, how? And you see, you know, opposition can come in any way, form, shape or time. You see, even though David was on the way to shining, so he was on the way to the miracle, and tomorrow we'll discuss working of miracles, but on the way to the miracle, there was still opposition, which was still from Saul's family, even long after Saul had died, and Jonathan had died, etc. And so many times we forget, we think, oh, finally we're done with this season, right? So like, thank God, I'm no longer in the wilderness, I can now go to shining. But then we are there, but then there's still steps to take, and there's still oppositions there as well, which is why it's so important that we need God in every step of the way, because they would not have known how all this thing would have panned out. But thankfully he listened to God and obeyed God, and bear in mind, he was obeying God, and despite obeying God, he still had oppositions. Obeying God does not mean you have oppositions. No, that's false. You, each time, God will take you through and make you victorious. But that should not come, nah. Because challenges is a way in which me and you can grow in life. And it's human nature to grow when we see and perceive and go through and walk through challenges. Which is why opposition would always come. And we should always expect the opposition. In no matter the way, form, shape that it comes through. And as an example, right, imagine that God had told you, you become the CEO of this wonderful multinational organization, and you know, you've received it, you've taken it and all that, and you're just doing what God asked you to do. At the moment, you're just, you know, probably heading a team in your organization, doing really well and all that. But then, you know, maybe a few years ago, the CEO retired, and you're like, okay, yes, this is a great time to position myself to become CEO of this company, and you were happy, and you believe that finally it has come. And all of a sudden, you are trying to speak to the right people and all that, and surprisingly enough, right, you just realize that they've had somebody from outside to become CEO of this company, Meanwhile, you know God had told you that you will become the CEO. And so you are here still managing a part of the company, right? Or managing a division of the company, but still, because now someone has now taken that place, is now you now feel, you now begin to wonder, God, did you really say? Is it really you? And that is opposition, because you're thinking, but God, you said I'll be CEO. I'm still head of this department, right? And I've been head of department for 7 years or whatever years, you know, that you have been waiting to become CEO. And yet, you know, they're not put somebody from outside. This way, how I've tried to position, help, fight for them, and, you know, help the organization grow. It, probably you might even be in the highest growing part of the organization. That probably contributes the most revenue to organizations. So clearly, it's one key area, but still, not appointed. And then they bring someone from outside, or bring someone from the organization and just appoint the person as a CEO. And so those times you wonder, God, did he really say to me? Is it really you? Did I hear myself? Right. But we need to remember that God's word, right, will come to pass. It will take time. It may not be the way and manner and form which we expect. In fact, at every point we expect, it may be different from our expectations. But the whole miracle, which we'll discuss tomorrow, is that a shepherd boy became the king of Israel, will come to pass. You see, those things in between can have different ways, different forms. And so even though you are still this head of this department, continue to trust God and know that you are still on the way to the miracle. It's a working of miracle, and we'll explain more tomorrow, and you are a way to walk that miracle. So don't lose heart. Don't lose faith. Don't lose faith. Know that God is continually working with you, and whatever opposition you face, God is evidently with you to help you through. Whether opposition during the wilderness, whether opposition during the shining, wherever it is, as long as we walk with God, He will align us, arise exactly where we should be at the right time. So thank you for listening to me today. Hope you have enjoyed the episode. I have enjoyed the episode particularly, and it spoke to me as well. God help us to continue to walk as He asks us to walk. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to me today, and God bless you. I love you. Bye.